She argues largely within the conventional parameters of halakhic discourse, citing precedents and maintaining fidelity to recognized authorities, and using the kinds of qualifications and analogies that are offered by the legal sources themselves in order to compare specific cases with one another. Her thinking takes into account the present context of the issue, asking in what sense the law can apply given the facts that we actually have, and she comes to her position through a dynamic evaluation of the interaction of specific abiding principles with particular changing circumstances. Her papers on torture thus qualify as examples of Jewish casuistry at its finest. Of course, legal reasoning is always based on a value system, and it will continue to be a topic of argument among philosophers whether the values that form the premises for legal thought may be themselves scrutinized or assessed in any non-circular fashion. Underlying Rabbi Weintraub's discussion, we find an ultimate commitment to the values of human equality and the pursuit of peace. For the sake of these values, Rabbi Weintraub leaves unargued the important case that a realm of law originally elaborated about domestic crime can be equally applied to cases of societal conflict. She thus takes a kind of shortcut. She makes a philosophical supposition about the universality of the application of the law in order to avoid the monumental task of combing the whole history of Jewish law for resources with which to build a new legal view of global conflict from the ground up. Such a reconstruction would have to deal critically with ancient and medieval Jewish views on the value of non-Jewish life in general, before moving on to the difficult consideration of the value of that life in conflict situations. The move to avoid this for the moment can be justified only by an intuition of the urgency of the problem to which Rabbi Weintraub is responding. In the light of what has been said, it seems clear that the rationalizations for torture offered by Bush administration officials constitute not representative casuistry, but rather what Albert Johnson and Stephen Toulmin have called the abuse of casuistry.